Hi, Marty Lurie here with Chris Marrero. Spring training, boy, it's gone on for over 100 years. And always something happens in spring training. You say, boy, look at this guy. Look at the way he hits. For you, Chris Marrero, you're the story of the camp so far.
That's nice to hear, you know, but, man, like we talked about last time, I feel like I've done my time. You know, I've been playing, this is my 12th year, been in AAA, have my little big league time, but I've made adjustments with my swing, man, and my body's in great shape, playing great defense, and I just want to come out here and just open eyes, man, and hopefully make this team.
Yeah, well, Chris Marrero has done it. 4 home runs already, and everything he hits is like a rocket wherever it goes. What adjustments have you made in your swing? Because I think for a big guy, a power hitter, maybe the swing gets a little long because you're so strong. What do you have to do?
I think just putting your body in the right position. And, you know, with everything coming up, you know, there's a lot of stuff in MLB with Statcast and angles and exit velocity. I think it's going to be big coming up, and I'm just trying to put my body in the best position to drive the ball. I want to drive every single ball, and if my body's in that position, I think I'll have a chance.
Boy, you said 12 years in professional baseball, huh? Tell me about the beginning. We haven't talked about this. How did it all start for you in pro ball?
Came out of high school, got drafted by the Nationals. So Pace High School, Miami. And nothing, just made my way up. Made it to big leagues in 2011. Did good there, but then I had a couple injuries, so I was up and down for a couple years. But, you know, there's things you can't control, and just the past couple years, my swing has been great, my body's been great, and I've put myself in a good place.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice to have Chris Marrero with us. As I said, he won't say it, but much the talk of the camp so far with the big hits he's had, some walk-off home runs as well. But now you're starting to play a little left field, too. And, of course, on this team, you have to have some versatility.
Yeah, I could play left. I could play right. I could play first. I played third base in high school. I have good hands. So just getting out there, getting comfortable. But I feel comfortable in every position they put me in. So as long as you put me out there, you let me hit, I think I could help this team in some sort of way.
Yeah, when you hit, they'll find a place for you.
Yeah, hope so.
Yeah. All right, last year at Pawtucket, tell me about the International League and what that league was like. It's been around many, many, many years, had so many different gradations to it, the Havana Sugar Kings, and, you know, they've been in Montreal, the Royals at Toronto, Maple Leafs, and the old International League. It's still around.
Yeah, it's a tough league. You could hit there, I think you could hit in the big leagues. It's a tough league. You got different pitchers, big ballparks, the travel was a little hard, but it's a great league that really prepares you, and everyone there has big league experience, so yeah. I would put it up there with close to the big leagues, you know.
Yeah, and you play in Pawtucket, of course, but we know Rochester. How about that stadium?
Those are old stadiums. The old towns, you know, some of these towns I would have never visited in my life if I didn't play baseball. But, you know, they're fun, man. I love baseball. The fans are great, so I enjoy my time wherever I'm at.
Nice to have Chris Marrero with us. All right, growing up, as we know, Miami, in your past there, in Pace High School, was a very famous Monsignor Pace High School in Miami. Who did you follow as a kid? The University of Miami? Did you follow them? And tell me about your early years of baseball.
I followed the University of Miami. I liked watching Alex Rodriguez play. I liked Miguel Cabrera. Guys, I wasn't really a big team fan. I was more of a player. I like watching players and like what they do. And I just learned from them as well. And had an older brother as well that played, and my cousin played. So my brother taught me a lot, and my parents. And, you know, we just grew up playing the game of baseball.
Yeah. Tell me about your parents. Are they baseball fans?
They're baseball fans, real big baseball fans, and they're great parents. You know, they took me all my workouts to practices, and they're the ones that honestly got me to where I'm at.
Yeah, boy, nice to have you on the show today. All right, the camp is moving along. As I said, you're doing very well here. What's the biggest challenge for you, the kind of hitter you are? What's the biggest challenge when you get in the box? What do you have to do?
I'm just trying to be aggressive, get a good pitch to hit, and I try to think. That people get in trouble when they start thinking a lot, and they start thinking about pitches and this and that. I think you just need to let whatever you worked on in the cage just happen in the field, and just be aggressive. A pitch is there. I'm strong, man. I could get something, and I'm going to drive it.
Truer words have never been spoken. I want to tell you that. If you've been down here, you've enjoyed it. But I like having you on. We do these nice short stints, and this is our second one, and you're still swinging the bat pretty well, so I appreciate you being on.
Appreciate you having me.
All right. That's Chris Marrero. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.